Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't never let me live that one down, will you?
She's gonna
you one piece of knowledge I passed on to you.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Liz is from Carlisle. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
It's a tale as old as time, Kennedy.
What's that?
Liz's kid, Jimmy, dials the phone. Liz doesn't know what's happening. And next thing you know, Jimmy's handing the phone off to mom saying, hey, take it. The radio station's on the phone.
It is indeed a tale as old as time.
The radio station called. They want you to play a game.
Is that how it went down?
That is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yep.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. Kennedy has now stepped out of the out of our studio and into that soundproof booth where she can't hear the show. Again, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,730 wins, 224 losses. One more loss and we go to redemption week. Question number one. People are saying Celine Dion crushed her carpool karaoke performance with James Corden. Where is Celine Dion from? Which country?
Canada.
Question number two. Singer Gotye turning 39 today. What is the name of his one hit he had back in 2012?
Oh, God. Something with...
It's an absolute banger.
It is. Yeah. Certified bomb.
Yeah.
Yep.
Question number three. Keanu Reeves once bought an ice cream cone at a movie theater concession stand just so that he'd get a piece of paper so he could give his autograph to the 16-year-old kid working the box office window. He played Neo in The Matrix. What was the name of the agent Neo fought in The Matrix?
No idea.
Mr. Anderson.
Question number four. In an interview this week, Friends alum Lisa Kudrow said seeing herself next to Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston every week made her feel like a mountain of a woman. What was her character Phoebe's day job on the show?
A masseuse.
Question number five, Mr. T turning 67 today when he wasn't pitting the fool or saving the day with the A-team. He was punching Rocky Balboa in the face. Which movie did he play Clubber Lang, Rocky's opponent? Was it Rocky 1, 2, 3, or 4?
3.
Or actually, it's just 1, 3, or 4, but yeah, that works. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I got that song stuck in my head.
Which song?
The one that you're going to ask the question about in a minute.
Oh, okay. All right, Kennedy.
Go ahead, answer it. It's very uplifting.
It's got me on a Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Three out of five, Kennedy,
all right,
is what Liz got.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's like when you find a really good buy at Marshall's. You're like, ooh.
Or you find $20 in your gym bag. You're like, ooh.
The best.
Question number one. These are tough. People are saying Celine Dion crushed her carpool karaoke performance with James Corden. Where is Celine Dion from?
Canada.
Quebec, to be exact, but not necessary. Tied at one. Singer Gotye turning 39 today. What is the name of his one-hit wonder he had back in 2012?
Someone that I used to know. Someone I used to know.
Somebody that I used to know.
Somebody.
I remember when he first came out, we got to go back to
him. Somebody that I used to know.
We didn't know who he was. We got invited to interview him.
Yeah.
And so rape, that we were going to talk about this song.
Yeah.
We walk in and his representative says, whatever you do, don't ask about the song.
No.
Yeah.
Because I asked him about his hobbies and he goes, I don't want to talk about hobbies.
Yeah,
I'm here to talk about music.
But the rep said before we walked in, don't talk about that song.
No, what other songs does he have?
Yeah, that was the thing.
It was not a good interview.
Some other songs that I used to have.
1-1, question number 3. Keanu Reeves once bought an ice cream cone at a movie theater concession stand. Just so that he could get a piece of paper so he could give his autograph to the 16-year-old kid working the box office window.
Nice guy. He's a nice guy.
He really played Neo in The Matrix. What was the name of the agent Neo fought in The Matrix?
Smith. Agent Smith.
Mr. Anderson.
2-1. Question number 4. In an interview this week, Friends alum Lisa Kudrow said seeing herself next to Courteney Cox and Jennifer Aniston every week made her feel like a mountain of a woman. What was her character Phoebe's day job on the show?
She was a massage therapist.
All right.
Smelly cat.
Smelly cat.
3-2. Question number 5. Mr. T turning 67 today when he wasn't pitying the fool or saving the day with the A-team. He was punching Rocky Balboa in the face. Which Rocky movie did he play Clubber Lang, Rocky's opponent? Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, or Rocky 4?
1 and 2 was Apollo. 3 was the... was Drago. 4?
It was actually 3.
Ooh. 4 was Drago. Creed,
four was Drago.
3 was Thunder Lips and Chloe Lane.
Oh, all right.
Kennedy ends up with the win.
That was close,
after
though.
A 3-3 tie. Yes. Liz, you did very well. You don't get the cash, but I do have some movie passes for you to go see. The Sun is Also a Star, which is in theaters now, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to you and Jimmy for listening to the show every morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Liz from Carlisle, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
That is just
the
truth.
Oh, yeah.
Dave is from Somerset. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Hey.
Dave just bought 2 boxer puppies for his little girls yesterday.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Send pics or it didn't happen.
What are their names?
I need my head checked.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's... oof.
What are their names?
We haven't picked them yet.
Oh.
No, I meant the kids.
Yeah, the daughters.
Kaylee and Grace.
They haven't figured that out yet.
Kaylee and
call
Grace.
Call them Kid 1 and Kid 2.
He was actually talking about the dogs.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Dave?
Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dave's not here.
Good luck to you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You score more right than Kennedy, you get yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Pretty simple. Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Question number 1, Matthew McConaughey finally received his original high school diploma more than 30 years after graduating. For whatever reason, he never picked it up back in the day.
I got busy.
Which catchphrase is McConaughey known for using?
I like high school girls. I get older and they all stay the same age.
I mean, it's a great movie quote, but, you know, it's a little creepy, but whatever.
Question number 2. John Hamm was on Kimmel last night. Which hit AMC series was his big break?
Oh, God.
Walking Dead?
Yeah, Walking Dead, John Hamm. Question number 3. Mel B had to leave rehearsals for the Spice Girls reunion Friday because she went temporarily blind in her right eye.
What?
Which Spice Girl did Mel make headlines with when she told a story about them hooking up back in the day?
Dirty Spice, Dirty Spice, Nasty Spice.
Neither of those are spices.
I just have my finger. I'm not going to lie. I have them off the air here. I am concerned about where this is going.
We'll see.
Okay. I'm keeping my finger on the duck button.
Okay.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. It's got me scared. Question number 4. Back to the Future musical will premiere at the Manchester Opera House in England in February of 2020. The production will feature the movie's most popular song, The Power of Love. Also, it will include Johnny B. Goode and Back in Time. How fast did you have to drive to get the DeLorean up to speed in order to time travel in the movie?
88 miles an hour.
Hey, we're on the board.
Question number five. The notorious B.I.G. would have been 47 years old today. He came up in the scene with Sean Puff Daddy Combs and was signed to his record label. What was the name of his record label?
Bad Boy.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Look at that. Coming on at the end.
Yes. All right. How old are your daughters, Dave?
10 and 6.
10 and 6.
And they each got a dog. That's...
Yeah,
that's a lot going on there at that house.
Throw some chaos in the mix.
Kennedy, Dave just got 2 out of 5, I think.
Right.
You really thought you got the other ones?
Who's that?
Nothing. We're moving on.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey finally received his original high school diploma more than 30 years after graduating. For whatever reason, he never picked it up back in the day. Which catchphrase is McConaughey known for?
All right, all right, all right.
As opposed to the one that Dave gave us, Salt. Would you like to?
That's what I like about high school girls. I get older, they stay the same.
You know what? I would give him that, personally.
1-0, question number 2. John Hamm was on Kimmel last night. Which hit AMC series was his big break?
Mad Men.
It was Mad Men, not The Walking Dead. Huh? Question number 3. Mel B had to leave rehearsals for the Spice Girls reunion Friday because she temporarily went blind in her right eye. Which Spice Girl did Mel make headlines with when she told a story about them hooking up back in the day?
Ginger Spice.
3-0. Question number 4. Back to the Future musical will premiere at the Manchester Opera in England in February of 2020. It will the production will include some of the most popular songs, including The Power of Love, Johnny B. Goode, and Back in Time. How fast did you have to get the DeLorean up to in order to time travel?
88 miles an hour.
How many gigawatts?
4-1.
That I don't know.
1.21 gigawatts. 1.21. Thank you, Dan. Kennedy, the notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Big Papa. He would have been 47 years old today.
Oh, let's pour one out.
He came up with Sean Puff Daddy Combs and was actually signed to his record label. What was the name of that record label?
I don't know.
Kennedy, I have the tattoo on my ankle.
Oh, Bad Boy?
Yes. Sorry.
Life. Bad Boys for Life.
Life.
Garbage. Was it Garbage? Was it called Garbage?
B-I-G-P-O-P-P-A.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad.
Because I'm flagrant.
Got my phone tapped in the cell in the basement. So I don't know. Fell apart there at the end.
But he was arrested. So
Dan, where were you?
Yeah, where were you to help me out, Dan? He just left me hanging. I was. Kennedy, you get the win. I'm sorry, Dave, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets for you to see the band Heart, Love and Alive tour at the Xfinity Center on July 17th. Tickets are on sale now, but you're going free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Dave, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Nice job, buddy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. Donna is from Salem. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So apparently, Donna and Kennedy were separated at birth.
Why?
We were.
They're both from Illinois.
Oh, really?
Both Cubs fans.
Okay.
And they are both redheaded dumpster fires.
Care for it.
Where did you live in Illinois?
I am not a redhead.
Or a dumpster fire. Where'd you live?
I grew up in Waukegan, and then I lived in Newtown before I moved to Boston.
Yeah, Waukegan. Yeah.
Good old Waukegan.
Gotta go to Waukegan. I missed that Midwestern
accent. Do you
have
accent. To sound like Rain Man when you say it? That's what it sounded like.
No. It's the Midwestern accent.
Yeah, Waukegan. Gotta go.
Donna,
gotta have that flat A.
Yes.
Gotta buy some underwear.
Donna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. If you tie her, that's a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio, can't hear any of these questions. Kennedy has 2,732 wins, 224 losses. So one more loss and we go to Redemption Week. Question number one, Kendall Jenner. She's just like the rest of us. She recently purchased a new SUV.
Cool.
It is a Lamborghini SUV that cost $210,000.
Same. I saw one of them the other day.
Scary.
How do you put the car seat in that?
Yeah, it's weird.
You don't. The butler does.
It comes in there.
What does SUV stand for?
Sport utility vehicle.
Question number two. Disneyland is selling Flaming Hot Cheetos funnel cake.
Oh,
holler.
Who is the Cheetos mascot?
Chester.
Question number three. Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams has gone blonde.
How dare she?
It's the ending we all hoped for.
She did that a while ago.
She played Arya on the show. True or false, Arya is the youngest Stark.
Okay, so I've never seen a single episode, so I've got a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes.
So you're going to say it's true, she is the youngest. Okay, question number four. Dan Aykroyd believes there are aliens among us, and they want our women.
Why wouldn't they?
Which one of these classics was he not a part of? Ghostbusters, Blues Brothers, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Question number five.
Gonna be a spouse.
Oprah gave a commencement speech at Colorado College over the weekend, and someone online commented that she should have paid off all of their student loans like Robert Smith did at Morehouse. So Oprah calmly reminded him that she's already put 400 men through Morehouse and paid $13 million in scholarships.
Yeah, don't come at Oprah.
Yeah, please don't. Geez. Please.
Yeah, seriously.
Who has been Oprah's life partner for over 3 decades?
Stedman.
Gail King.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I think it's been longer, though. That's why. Yeah, it's a trick question.
It's true.
Kennedy! All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Your twin from Chicago. Yes, wow. Donna from Salem. Got 4 out of 5.
Wow, well done, girl.
Ooh.
Ooh.
These are tough. Question number one.
Jazz hands.
Kendall Jenner is just like the rest of us, Kennedy. She recently purchased a new SUV. I mean, granted, it is an Lamborghini SUV that costs $210,000.
Well, why wouldn't you?
It's Italian.
What does SUV stand for?
Ooh. Comes with dinner rolls.
It's a utility vehicle. But
do you have any Grey Poupon?
Suburban utility vehicle?
No, submersible.
Mm. Subversive.
What is it?
Sport.
Submissive.
But they drive them in the suburbs. I feel like that's a better term.
Yeah.
I agree.
I kind
Let's
of
change
agree
it.
With you.
It is 1-0
Let's
for Donna.
Yes.
Change.org.
Disneyland is selling Flaming Hot Cheetos funnel cake.
Disneyland.
Land.
Who is the Cheetos mascot?
Chester Cheeto.
Chester Cheeto, the bad polka dot pasuda on the bad moto scooter. I think is what that is. 2-1. Question number three. Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams has gone blonde. Spoiler alert. She played Arya on the show. True or false, Arya is the youngest Stark.
False.
Bran and Rickon.
Rickon.
Mm-hmm. Bran the Broken. Excuse me.
Bran the Broken.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Dan Aykroyd believes there are aliens among us and they want our women.
I'm down.
He does.
I know one that can have. Which one of these classics was he not a part of? Ghostbusters, Blues Brothers, or Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
That is correct.
Fun fact. I don't know anything about that.
We are tied, Kennedy. Going to the final question, which Donna from Salem got correct. Oprah gave a commencement speech at Colorado College over the weekend, and someone online commented that she should have paid off all of their student loans like Robert Smith and Morehouse did.
People are terrible.
Well, Oprah calmly put that person in their place, reminding them that she's already put 400 men through Morehouse and has paid $13 million in scholarships.
Yep.
Who is Oprah's life partner for over 3 decades?
Stedman Graham.
That is correct.
Oh, I was nervous.
4-4 is the final score. So with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Donna, you don't get the cash, but you do get 4 passes in to see The Sun is Also a Star. It is in theaters now, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
My name is Donna from Salem, and I can tie Kennedy, but I can't beat her.
Go Cubs.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.